Amen. We love and appreciate her so much. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. If you don't know how to cook, she can teach you, I promise you. Amen. Verse number 6, very familiar reading. For I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Back to the book of Luke, chapter 22, for two quick verses here. And for those of you that keep loading me down with chocolates and candy, I did bring you my dentist bill. Thought you'd appreciate that. As those also of my family. Amen. I did get a call from the dentist office the other day. It reminded me for my dental cleaning checkup. I said, let me finish this revival first. Amen. Then we'll go. Amen. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. When you have it, say amen. Amen. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Amen. If God would be so kind to help us tonight, I want to talk to you for just a few moments. No matter what happens, keep the faith. Amen. Let's pray one more time for God to send that anointing that we so desperately need. Would you lift your voice all across this house? Jesus, we come to you tonight, God, in complete submission to your will, your word. God, we admit before you openly, God, without reservation, that God, we are nothing without you. And I need you. I need your anointing. I need your mercy tonight, God. I pray you would fill this church, God, with your sweetness, God. Let the Shekinah glory of our God brood over this congregation, Lord. Speak tonight, God, and let us hear the word and catch the spirit of the word tonight. We'll give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And the church said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for standing. You may be seated tonight. I believe most all of us here tonight have one common goal, and that is we all want to go to heaven. Amen. That is our goal above all else. We want to go to heaven. And I'm going to tell you what, when you make that your main goal, it's amazing how a lot of this stuff just kind of falls into place. And it's hard to get offended, and it's hard to get mad and all that other stuff when you just make it your everyday ambition. God, I want to go to heaven. And that's what we're doing here tonight. John talked about a bride that had made herself ready. We're trying to get ready to go to heaven. I thought recently, you know, this world's so messed up. I don't know what God is waiting on for that trumpet to sound. Amen. But it could be tonight. Amen. And I feel like John, even so, come Lord Jesus, come quickly, Lord. But we all want to go to heaven. And if you're going to make it to heaven, it will require three things of you. Number one, as Paul said, you'll have to fight a good fight. That fight there means a conflict. It means a contention. It means a race. And we are in a fight tonight. We are in a fight individually for our own self, and we are in a fight collectively for the will of God in this church. Amen. And Paul said to the church at Galatia, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Every day we fight the will of this flesh. Amen. Every day we are being tempted. We are being pulled to the side. Amen. Our faith is under attack. Our spiritual zeal and desire is under attack. Amen. And we are in a fight. But Paul said it is a good fight. Amen. It's a fight worthy of all our attention. Praise the Lord. Somebody, I was talking to a pastor today because I have that kind of time driving down the road. And he was telling me about an elder that made a statement. It was like a lightning bolt went all through me. I'm talking about revelation. And he said, you know, as preachers, there's all these other things happening and all across our movement and our world. And he said, you know, we've only got so much energy to apply to everyday life. And if we put energy in this problem and we get caught up in that fight and we get caught, then we've got no attention, no energy for our personal life and our personal walk with God and our personal church. Amen. And I'm telling you what, friend, I'm so busy trying to get me right. I ain't got time to worry about you. I'm so busy trying to please God for myself. I ain't got time to worry about what you're doing and what they're doing and what that church is doing. I'm trying to make sure that I'm saved. Y'all like that, didn't y'all? Yeah, amen, I can tell. It's a good fight. Trying to make heaven my home is a good fight, amen. So number one, you've got to fight a good fight. Number two, you've got to finish your course, amen. That course, you don't know where it's going to take you, but you've got to finish the journey. It may take you over mountaintops. It may take you through some valleys. It may take you through some dark, lonely nights and over some rough seas, and you've got to endure some hot, fiery furnace trials. Amen. But Jesus said, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Amen. You can't quit halfway through the race. You've got to finish your course. Amen. And then number three, he said, you've got to keep the faith. Faith in my God. Faith in the Word of God. Faith that God is alive and well, and God knows what he's doing, and God daily is watching, and daily provides, and daily blesses me. Amen. I've got to keep my faith. Amen. I submit to you tonight, if you're ever going to be able to say that you fought a good fight, it will be because you kept the faith. If you're ever able to say, I finished my course, it'll be because you kept the faith. If heaven is your home, it's because you kept your faith during the fight. You kept your faith on the course. You got to keep your faith. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. One cannot fight a good fight and not keep the faith. One cannot stay on course and not keep the faith. I want to tell somebody, you can lose a fight and jump back in if you keep your faith. You may get knocked off course and you may jump back on if you keep your faith. You can lose a battle and get turned around, but if you keep your faith, you still hope you can be saved. If you lose your faith, you got nothing to fight for. If you lose your faith, there's no journey to stay on. But thank God, if you hold on to your faith in God, you can make it all the way to the other side. That's why Paul, being led by the Holy Ghost, he looked way down the road in Timothy's life, and he said, hey son, I've got to tell you something. It won't always be sunshine and roses. There's some dark days. There's some lonely times. There's some big battles. But hold on to your faith. Don't get weary in well-doing. Don't be discouraged. Don't be distraught. Hold on to your faith in God. John, the Revelator, gives us some comforting insight to those who keep the faith. If you keep your faith, he said, there's going to be a day where God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. for the former things are passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it's done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. Wherever you go, God's already been there. He's the end of it. He said, I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain, the water of life freely. He that overcometh, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. If you keep your faith, there's a great prize. If you keep your faith, heaven is your destination. Someday I'll be done fighting. Someday I'll finish my course. But I'm never going to lose my faith in God. Well, someday I'll lose the fight. Someday I'll be rid of my course. If I don't lose my faith, don't lose your faith. Don't lose your faith. I've come to preach to somebody's heart tonight. Amen. Keep your faith when the world tries to rob you. Keep your faith when the trials come. Keep your faith when sickness comes. Keep your faith when the road gets hard and the night gets long. Keep your faith in the hard times. Keep your faith in the lonely times. Keep your faith. Keep your faith. Keep your faith. Let's give God some praise. You know, let's be honest tonight. The Apostle Paul made some mistakes. He lost some battles. He lost some converts. He didn't sway to the right or the left. Amen. And when he died, he was able to say, I fought a good fight all the way to the end. When he died, he was able to say, I stayed on course all the way to the end. You want to know why, Timothy? Because I never lost my faith. I lost some battles and I lost some converts, but I didn't lose my faith. I lost some sleep. I lost some friends, but I didn't lose my faith. I was beaten 5 times with 39 stripes, but I kept my faith. Beaten 3 times with rods, but I kept my faith. I was stoned, but I kept my faith. I suffered shipwreck, hunger, thirst, cold, nakedness, perils, and the cares of the churches. But I kept my faith. But I kept my faith. But I kept my faith. And when you do that, you keep your praise. When you keep your faith, you keep your praise. I've learned how to praise God in the heat of the flame. I can praise God in the darkness of the night. I can shout in the midst of my storm. I have my faith. Oh, somebody give God some praise. Let God know you believe in him tonight. Come on. And break the back of that spirit called unbelief. Paul said, we're troubled on every side, but faith says, I'm not distressed. We're perplexed, but faith said, I'm not in despair. We're persecuted, but faith said, I'm not forsaken. Cast down, but faith said, I'm not destroyed. You want to know why? For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, or principalities, or powers, or things present, or things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature can rob me of my faith and confidence in my God. He's a big God. He's a mighty God. He's the same yesterday and today and forevermore. And I love him. And I love him. I'm telling somebody, hold on to an unchanging hand. Hold on to faith. Hold on to faith. It's hard. It's hard when you want God do some things and God don't do it quite like you think he should. But God knows a whole lot more about it than we do. I know what it's like to tell a daughter, hey man, when you've been to the doctor and you've gone to another doctor and you've got all these serious medical conditions, and I was faced with it, hey man, just this week with a frustrated girl that I've done everything I know to do. I've been to doctors. I said, well, you need to pray. She said, Dad, I've been praying. I said, honey, you just got to hold on to faith. You got to hold on to God. You can't get discouraged. You can't get mad at God. I know I'm fighting something tonight. That's all right. This ain't my first rodeo. Amen. You can't get mad at God. You can't get bitter at God. And you can't lash out at the church and take it out on your neighbor. Understand, he knows the end from the beginning. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. Of my faith. And the last thing I'm going to do is put a finger at God and get mad at God. Honey, I'm going to show God I can keep my faith in the darkest of the fight. Anybody can shout on the mountaintop. Anybody can do a little Holy Ghost jig. Everything's going your way. But what about a night like tonight? Can you still shout? What about tonight? Have you still got some faith? What about tonight? What about tonight? What about right now in the history, in this time of this church? Can you still praise God even tonight? If we lose our faith, amen, be seated please, I'm almost done. If we lose our faith, we'll be like 10 of the 12 spies. Because they lost the faith, they never even made it to the battleground. They lost the fight. And they had to wonder for 40 years, they lost the course. When Goliath walked out, and David walks down to check on his brethren, all of Israel is hiding behind the rocks. They lost the fight because they lost their faith. But here come David, who had faith, and he won the fight. Oh, it's an old Sunday school song. But didn't we used to sing faith, 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 just a little bit of faith? You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. I've come to preach. I drove a long way to preach to somebody tonight. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Come on, Apostolic Church. I'm preaching tonight to a beaten down crowd. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Honey, God don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. And say, God, I still believe that you're high and you're lifted up and your train fills the temple. And I give you my praise. Hold on to faith. Hold on to faith. Hold on to faith. Let's praise him. Come on. Let's praise the King of Kings. Let me try it like this. Let me sneak in the back door. Some of y'all got the front door locked. I'm going to sneak in the back door. Don't make me tear the roof off. I'm getting in somewhere. It's my sixth week. Amen. I will. I'm going to start acting like I'm at home here for too long. Amen. I've been on a pretty good behavior. Some of y'all ain't seen the other side. I promise you. Amen. But I think we have to please God to find the favor of God. I mean, that kind of goes hand in hand. Pleasing God, favor of God. God don't just move in places he's not pleased. You got to please God. But the Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can't please God without believing in God. Which means if you don't believe in God, there's no favor from God. If you don't believe in God, there'll be no blessing. You don't believe in God, there'll be no revival.
I'm telling somebody, lift up your head, lift up your eyes, and lift up your faith. And God is alive and well, and God's still moving in the heart of this assembly.
Let me get personal with somebody tonight. This is what Jesus said to Simon. Simon, hell's got you in its crosshairs, son. Hell scared of you. That's why hell fights some of you like he does. He's scared of you. That's why maybe in the last 5 weeks, maybe you and your spouse hadn't quite gotten along like you normally do. Hell's trying to break this thing up any way he can. Come on now. Hey, this is an old. I had a preacher tell me, man, I had to rearrange my schedule and some things and had to call a preacher. He said, you mean you still revival there in Kansas? I said, yeah, some folks still believe in old-fashioned revival. Hint, hint. So I'm going to tell you what. We're living a day and hour. It's just a Sunday here and a Sunday there. And you start hanging around digging in. Hell gets real nervous. So if he's been on your back, understand you're heading in the right direction then. Because he targets those he's scared of. And so that's what the Lord said, Simon. Satan hath desired to have you. He may sift you as wheat. He wants to snuff you out. He said, but I prayed for thee that you'll never make another mistake as long as you live. Some of y'all hadn't read your Bibles. Simon, Satan desired to have you, may sift you as wheat, but I've prayed for thee that you'll be perfect the rest of your life and never make another mistake. It's not what he said. He said, I've prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. He never said, I pray that you won't fail, Peter. I'm praying your faith won't fail you, Peter. God knows we're not perfect. God knows we'll stumble. And God knows we'll make mistakes. But God's concern is that you get back up. And honey, if you got faith, you'll get back up. And you'll keep fighting. And you'll stay on course. If you keep your faith, if you keep your faith, you'll come back to church, back to an altar, back to the blood, back to mercy. If you keep your faith. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's love in the Lord. Come on, Sister Reed, help me. Let's praise the Lord here real quick. Let's pray. God, have your way right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody just tell God, I believe in you, Jesus. I believe in you, Jesus. Let me say this. You can stand or be seated, whatever you want to do. I'm talking about faith here tonight. I thought about that lady with the issue of blood. She fought her way through a crowd because she had good. Some of y'all been listening. Some of y'all I'm worried about it. She fought her way through the crowd because she had. That's faith. She had faith. But then I read about a Roman centurion who said, if you'll just speak the word, my servant will be healed. And Jesus marveled because of his faith. So you have this woman with the issue of blood who had faith. But then Jesus marveled at a centurion because of his great faith. But then I read about Peter who sees Jesus walking on the water in the midst of a storm. Peter said, if that be you, Lord, bid me to come. And when he stepped over the side of that boat, honey, that took some major faith. So we've got a lady with the issue of blood. She's got faith. But this Roman centurion, he took that faith and he began to stretch it into a greater faith.
And then Peter said, you think you got faith? I'm going to step out of this boat and I'm going to stretch your faith to a whole nother level. Now hold on. That's not the greatest act of faith in your Bible. Lazarus is dead. People are weeping and crying. They're upset. You took too long, Jesus. Had you been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And Martha comes running out. Jesus, had you been here, my brother would still be alive. He wouldn't be dead. But she says this little statement. But even now, I know that God will do whatever you ask. He's 4 days in the grave. He's graveyard dead. And somewhere she took faith that was way beyond this little sick lady, way beyond the centurion, way beyond Simon Peter. And she stretched that faith way out. I know it's been over and done with for 4 days, but my faith is now an even now faith. It's never over as long as God's in control. It's never over as long as Jesus still has breath, as long as God still is moving, even now, even now, even now, even now. I'm telling somebody, I don't know what your faith is tonight, but stretch your faith and say, even now, God can. Even now, God is able. Even now, God will. I'm going to tell you why the Holy Ghost is grieved with some people here tonight. I'm not trying to be unkind. But I'll tell you why the Holy Ghost is grieved. Because somebody walked in here tonight. Problems. Problems. Bad, bad, not good. Problems, problems. Doubt, complaining, murmuring. Problems, problems, problems. And you've got this great big God. And he is saying, have I changed? Do you not remember what I've done before, I can still do today? Some of you are sitting over here with a little bit of faith that's just barely hanging on. And I'm trying to get somebody to cross over to even now faith. Come on, somebody. I know your kids may not be the church, but even now in this revival, God, you can do it. I know it may not look good right now, but cross over to an even now faith. It's not too late. It's not too late. In fact, with God, it's never too late. You ought to praise him. You ought to shout by faith. You ought to rejoice by faith. Even now, even now, even now.
I'm a soldier in God's army, and I'm marching, I'm claiming victory. I will not
come on.
Give
I need some even now faith. Praise going on.
Turn around.
I need to praise her. Have an even now faith. Come on, that's it in Jesus' name. I'm praising God. He's an even now God. It's never too late. Never too hard. Never too big.
In victory, I will not give up. I will not turn around. Oh, I'm a soldier marching heaven bound.
Come on, sing it again. Well, I'm a soldier that's got some faith.
In God's army,
and I'm not backing up.
I'm
not discouraged. I'm not defeated. I'm not disgruntled. But I believe. But I believe. But I believe.
I will not turn around. Oh, I'm a soldier
Come on, sing it one more time. Anybody a soldier?
In God's army, and I'm marching.
Anybody claiming?
I'm claiming
some victory.
Victory. I will not give up. I will not turn around. No, I'm a soldier marching heaven bound.
Let me say this. Let me try to help you understand what an even now faith is. An even now faith says, when it seems like it's absolutely impossible and there's nothing that can happen to reverse the situation, even now faith says, oh yes it is. When you feel like you're going to lose your job and you're praying about it and you're worried and you talk to the pastor and help me pray, I'm going to lose my job, I may lose my job, and you walk in on Monday morning and they say, you've lost your job, you're done, goodbye. Even now faith says, I can still get that job back. Even now faith says, there may be a better job out there. I'm trying to help somebody understand, it's not over until God says it's over. Even now faith says, it's going to be alright. In fact, it's going to get better. It's going to get a whole lot better, because I serve a good God that does not fail. Woo! Hallelujah! That's it, come on. Lift your faith. Lift your faith. Lift your voice. Hallelujah. All right, listen to me. Listen to me. How many of you have something you want to see God do in your life you got faith for? Lift your hands right now. Hold it up. Hold it up. Hold it up. Now look at me. I'm about to blow y'all's mind. Forget about it. Get that out of your stinking thinking right now. I don't feel like this one of them services where we're all going to write $5 checks and get $50 blessings. This ain't one of them services where you give 100 and get 1,000 back. This ain't one of them deals where I need my healing or I need a pay raise. That's not what I come here about tonight. I stopped in a town this afternoon, and there was college kids almost everywhere I looked. And I thought, oh God, this world needs church. This world needs revival. These people are so confused and going to hell. I come here tonight saying, God, we need a shaking in this community, God. There's way too many backsliders out there. Way too many lost souls out there. And I may have a backache, but bless God, give me revival. I may be dead broke, but bless God, give me a move of the Holy Ghost. I believe in God to shake this city, to shake this church, and fill these empty pews. Even now, even now, even now, even now, send them in, God, and let the glory reign. You are a shout with faith. Come on, loose your faith. That's it. Even now says run. Even now says shout. Even now says dance. It ain't over. It ain't over. It ain't over. Ha. Yeah. I believe. I believe. I believe. I'm going to keep on fighting. I'm staying on course. I believe. If God be for us, who can be against us? I believe. I don't know. I don't know your story, but I know this girl right here has got some lost loved ones she's brought to church. I said, let's claim them in Jesus' name. This man's got a daughter that needs God, that's come to church. Let's claim her in Jesus' name. Some of you got some kids that belong in this church. Let's claim them in Jesus. Oh, God. And I know what they said. I'll never come back. I'll never come back. But even now, faith says, oh, yes, you will. Even now, says, it ain't too late. It ain't over yet. Yes, yes, yes. I'm claiming it in Jesus' name. Even now, it ain't over yet. Come on, that's faith taking over. Faith taking over in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, that's it. Why don't you join with somebody beside you? Come on, link up with somebody beside you and help me believe. Help me believe. Help me praise him. Help me claim it in Jesus' name. Come on, join with somebody. Lift your voice. Lift your voice, brethren. Lift your voice, sis. Yeah. Bring my brother back. Bring my sister back. Bring my babies back. Bring this. Yeah. Even now. Even now. Even now. It's not over. It's not too late. Even now. Even now. That's it. Go ahead. Claim it in Jesus' name. Claim it in Jesus. Devil, you're a liar. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Send the angels. Send conviction. Send the anointing. I speak it by faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Lying devil. I rebuke your lies. I rebuke your torments in Jesus' name. I plead the blood. Let God be true. Every man a liar.
Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead. Let the Holy Ghost just walk through this house. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Won't you listen to me? I know we're praying. I won't take my liberty for just about 2 minutes here. You know, they say if you don't ask for permission, then you can't be said, well, nobody told me not to. I'm not good at ignoring what is it, the white elephant in the room? I'm not good at ignoring it, okay? Amen. My temperament is to headbutt it. I mean head on, you know. I'm not good at ignoring. Listen, I'm not stupid. I'm not dumb. I can see. I understand. I know. There's things going on, okay? I'm here. I've been here. I know. Listen to me. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes things hurt. Not wrong. It's not wrong to grieve and remorse and love and all that kind of stuff. But this is my point, okay? There's no elder that died the day my oldest girl was born. And he was famous for a message. Let the dogs bark and the truck roll on. What he was preaching was, is that little semi he was driving with a $1 million payload, he'd go down that back road and them old hound dogs would come out yapping at the tires. He's had a choice to make. Either wreck the payload to save a yapping dog or just keep on going and every once in a while you hear a boom, boom, and it got quiet. That may be true, but what I'm saying is we're in revival. God is working in the heart of this church. We're not going to get deterred or distracted or lose our focus. This thing's going on to glory. There's too many empty places on these pews for people to sit. There's too much we need God to do. And so here's what I'm asking this church to do, because I'm here and you're not. I'm asking you to speak positive tonight. Love and courage. Be thankful for what God's doing. And we're not talking negative. Amen. I may get fired on the last week of revival. We're not talking negative. We're not whining or complaining. That's not ugly. I'm not being ugly tonight. I'm saying God is great and greatly to be praised, and God's doing a good work. And some things are beyond my control. But hey, I'm praying about my church, my pastor, and his family, and the move of God and revival. And that's just the way it's got to be. I'm serving a God that's big. is this church, I'm going to tell you what y'all need. I told you, Pastor, I said, you don't have a space problem in here. You got a space problem out there. Y'all going to need a shuttle bus to fill this church up. People be walking four blocks. Hey, we got things to pray about. I said, we got things to pray about. I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. If you want to spend all your energy praying about somebody that don't want to come to church, or the same backslider that never will come, or the same Walmart cashier that comes at revival and then they leave, or the same family that kind of comes and goes and comes and goes. Hey, if you will spend all your energy on that kind, then you help yourself. You're wasting your time. There is a drug addict out there somewhere that's hungry for God. Come on. And they don't have to just be a drug addict. Hey, we're praying for people that's got a job. We need some of them good sinners. Somebody that can keep a checkbook and has a steady job and a 401k plan. Y'all, we'll take them kind too. But we'll also take the meth head. We'll take anybody that comes. But I guarantee you, I'll get flat sideways if you think I'm going to let hell come in here and disrupt this thing on the sixth week of revival. You've lost your mind. No, no, no. Oh, no, 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 you don't, devil. Or you or anybody else. Amen. If you don't get stupid and backslide tonight, guess what? We'll run you down Friday. Amen. We'll tar and feather you. Amen. No, I'm teasing. You know I'm teasing. What I'm saying is we've got an objective here tonight, and we're going on forward in Jesus' name, and we're praying for lost souls to come in that need the Holy Ghost, that are hungry for God. Amen. So we've got faith tonight. Believe in God for great things. Amen. God's going to come in. We're going to come in here Friday night, and man, we'll shout the... No, not